Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us right now, friend of the show from your Washington Capitals, Lars Eller. It's Center Ice with Lars Eller, driven by AAA. Go to AAA.com and hit the road with confidence. Good morning, Lars. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. How are you doing?
We are doing well. I'm going to ask you the most hard-hitting question that you're going to get maybe all year. This is very important.
All right.
The answer to this is very important.
Get prepared for it.
What is the shoe etiquette at the Lars Eller household? What do guests do with shoes? What does Lars do with his shoes when he comes home from a hard day's work?
Do you wear shoes inside, or do you take them off? Do you put them in the garage?
We need all the details.
All our shoes in our household goes in the mudroom. Take them off as soon as you get in.
There you go, buddy. Because you're a normal human. That's why.
Okay, let me add. I need to follow up.
I suppose.
Do you have a lot of hardwood floors in the house? Is it a lot of carpet? What's the split there?
Basement, carpet, rest of the house, hardwood floors.
I am a very poor man's version of Lars Eller.
All right, let me ask you this.
Same setup.
Lars, did you purchase your home that way, or did you install the hardwoods?
I purchased it that way.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No, we just had a huge argument because my friend Cakes across the table from me wears his shoes. He and his family wear their shoes all over the house.
No, not necessarily the rest of my family, just me.
Including the master bedroom. He walks upstairs, and the only time he takes his shoes off in the house is when he goes to bed. Kind of weird. Kind of strange.
Really? Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that.
I don't blame
you. Not your thing. Okay, understood. But I do respect your hardwood to carpet ratio in your house. That's good to know.
How about you, Lars? House is nice.
Before we talk hockey, my son was in Denmark last weekend, your homeland.
Mm-hmm.
He gave Copenhagen rave reviews. He said he loved the Christmas markets, and he said the food and the beer were excellent. Claps for Copenhagen. Very strong.
Yeah, the food and beer I can definitely recommend.
What's the best thing to do in Copenhagen?
I think it depends on what you like. If you go in the summer, lots of water around, beaches, the channels. You can go on tours. The food is amazing. Got some of the top restaurants in the world. All kinds of food. And if you go in the winter, you probably might want to check out some of the Christmas markets.
All right, so what is Danish fare? Like, if I go into a Danish restaurant for dinner, what should I sit down and order? What would you recommend? Not a Danish, obviously, Valdez.
No.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
I don't know. I mean, we got a little bit of everything. You know, we got a lot of, I mean, I think Noma, we got Noma. It's been, one of the best restaurants for a couple of years in a row here in the last decade. So then you might want to try something like that. But, we got all kinds of cultures that's influenced the food, the kitchens there, Italian and French and, Nordic. I think you can really get a lot.
All right, I'm just living vicariously through my kid. I'll probably never wind up in Denmark, but I do appreciate the recommendation. The Caps love California, much like me. You guys went to California, and you slapped around the three California teams. You got the sweep for the first time in Caps history, in team history.
Nice.
That must have been a pretty fun plane ride back east after that trip.
It was. I've never tried that in my career, even with my previous teams winning all three games out there. There was a time not long ago where if you went on that trip and you could get one win. That was a decent outcome. It used to be three powerhouses out there that all had a chance to win every year. Three really strong teams. So to get out of there with three wins, I'll be very happy with that, obviously.
So you come back, you have your first game back at Capital One against the Blue Jackets. Can we just pretend like that game never happened? Can we erase it from our collective like memories? That game was just ugly from the outset. Braden was getting peppered with shots, especially in the first period. What happened in that Blue Jackets game?
I think it was just collectively bad games. One of those you want to, you know, want to forget about and move on from quickly. Kind of like the Colorado game. I think the score it could have been 3 or 4 nothing as well. Last game, like the Colorado game, where we just weren't there. You know, we were playing poorly with the puck. We were playing poorly without the puck, and you know, those games tend to happen. You know, once in a while. When it's ugly, it gets very ugly, and I don't think that's not the team you're going to see on most nights, for sure. So we're going to move on from that quickly.
Joined by Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals, Center Ice with Lars Eller, driven by Triple A. So the Bruins are in town tonight. This is a big game. The Caps and the Bruins are combined 42-10-11. It should be an entertaining one from Capital One tonight.
Yeah, two very good teams. You know, I think both teams recognize that it's you know, it's a good measuring stick for both sides, and we're definitely going to need our best to win tonight. But I think usually we've been playing well against Boston over a period of time. So I'm optimistic, but these are the kind of games you look forward to, and these are the fun ones in the regular season.
Yeah, Lars, I don't have the record in front of you, but I know you guys have basically owned Boston of late. When you have so much success against a team like that, do you guys carry a little extra edge out onto the ice? Are you and the boys going to have that little bit of extra confidence when the pucks drop tonight?
I think yes and no. I think you don't want to think it's going to be – you don't want to go in thinking it's going to be easy and you're going to be lacking, you know, a couple of percent of in intensity and attention to detail, because then you're going to lose. But knowing that we played well in the past, I think we know the way that we played against them that we're going to have success with. I think we can bring that tonight. But we just got to have our emotion in it. I don't think we had an emotion in it last game against Columbus. If we bring that, I think the rest will follow.
Lars, did you happen to see the video of Tuukka Rask losing his mind at MedStar Iceplex when his team lost in an intra-squad scrimmage? We're going to show it for the
yeah,
people.
I saw a little clip of that as I was scrolling through the social media yesterday. Yeah, I don't know what to comment.
They were using the Caps facility for practice.
They were doing a practice at an intra squad, okay. And he lost. He was the losing goalie in the intra squad. He slammed his stick 6 times on the crossbar, broke into a billion pieces.
Wow!
I have to give credit where it's due. Miranda Rosenfeld from Russian Machine Never Breaks got the video, and we're showing it on NBC Sports Washington.
Yeah,
I hope you guys touch him up.
I've seen goalies occasionally, you know, smash just to break it. You know, usually once, maybe once across the crossbar, but not like that many times. But you know, competitive people are competitive even in practice. You know, that's all I can say.
Well, he's crazy. He's nuts. Hey, Lars, I know I've asked you this before, but you guys have been so good on the road. We just talked about sweeping California. 14-2-1, so you've gotten points in 15 out of 17 games on the road. You know, usually teams are better at home than away, but this year you guys have been just almost unbeatable away from home. So what's up with that? Why?
I mean, if I had to point to something, that's just my opinion. I think we... You know, on the road, I think we respect the game a little bit more. We don't take as many chances. We have a little more attention to detail and play a little less risk without the puck. And obviously, we've been getting great goaltending throughout the whole trip. It means a lot as well. I think that's what I would point to. Mm.
Lars, your guy John Carlson, NHL first star of the week for the week ending December 8th. You know, another ho-hum week for him. 3 games, 3 goals, 3 assists for Carly. The heater continues.
Yeah, you just want to find him in the offensive zone. It's probably going to end up in the back of the net somehow, 1 or 2 passes later, if he's not going to put it in himself. He's just making, you know, really good decisions all the time, and every time he shoots seems to go in. Yeah, that's what we're just getting used to seeing that kind of play from him this season. He's been huge for us.
When you're scouting Boston, who's the most dangerous for the Bruins right now?
Their first line is dangerous, and you know their PP is a big strain of theirs. I think their first line is obviously critical to their success. That's the number one thing when you look at that team.
Are they top heavy?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, so they're not.
I mean, Pastrnak leads the NHL in goals right now. So yeah.
I mean they're top heavy, but not to say they don't have a good team. I think they got a pretty good and deep team, but I think the first line wins a lot of games for them, and they score by far the majority of the goals. So yeah. If you can neutralize them, I think you have a good chance of success.
What time do you get to the arena before games? If they drop the puck at 7?
About 7, I'll be there about 4:45 usually.
All right. Well, get it done tonight, bro.
All right. Get those 2 points, Lars. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. As Lars Eller, center ice, Lars Eller, driven by AAA. Go to AAA.com and hit the road with confidence.
Bruins have lost 3 straight, and Ottawa just punked them a couple nights ago.
I like to hear that.
So, should be a good game.
Very good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.